Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio and Television with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States, here in North America in the Milky Way galaxy. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. The purpose of Out of This World Radio is to raise consciousness and to make this planet a much better and happier place. And I know with everyone's help, we can do it. We can make this planet Earth a much better place. Out of This World Radio, I'm happy to say, is the fastest growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world, with listeners in over 70 countries and on every continent. And today's show, I know you'll really enjoy it. For today's program, during the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, we'll be interviewing Kristen Hoffman from New York City. She's a famous singer who's done some beautiful, beautiful songs to help raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. She'll be coming on today during this hour for a very special program on World Water Day, which is next week on March 22nd. During the second hour, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll be interviewing Lynn Williams, a wonderful healer from Arizona who specializes in removing alien implants. I'm sure you'll find her interview fascinating. She'll be on for the next hour. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. The program is supported entirely by donations. We're a nonprofit. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I want to thank everyone for their donations and support, especially Judith in California, Marie and Alan on Camino Island, and everyone around the world who've helped with the program and make it better. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers. If you'd like to advertise on the program, you'll find we reach a huge audience worldwide in over 70 countries. I'd also like to thank the many wonderful sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website and providing wonderful support, my dear friend Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Omoto, Mrs. Emoto, and Dr. Yazu Nimoto of the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show, my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, and my station manager, Eric Crema, without whose support and help this program would not be possible. Briefly, I've started a new spiritual mentoring program for those interested in contacting loved ones and family who've passed on. I can help with that. I can teach them what I know about contacting the other side. I've been in touch with the other side for the past 22 years, and if you'd like my help, please send me an email. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com and can also be reached at area code 509-750-9793 here in the United States. I wanted to tell everyone I have some wonderful events coming up real quick. For Water Day, March 22nd, I'll be going to a science fair in Snohomish, Washington, at an elementary school, where they've done a water test using the same techniques that Dr. Emoto's office in sending positive thoughts to rice and water, and should be a lot of fun. That's on March 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at Snohomish Elementary School. Then on April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'll be hosting a UFO and paranormal weekend at the beautiful and historic Tokeland Hotel in Tokeland, Washington. I'll be doing my radio show from there that afternoon. Also be giving a couple presentations on how to contact the other side and contact loved ones who've passed on, as well as giving a presentation on UFOs and extraterrestrial life beyond this planet. If you're interested in coming, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost for the entire weekend is $100, and it includes all the free readings, psychic readings you want, without any time limit. If you'd like to stay at the Tokeland Inn that weekend, they have a special promotional rate of only $50 a night. And they have wonderful homemade food. They're located right on the Pacific Ocean. So if you'd like a break and like an out-of-this-world break, please come on by. Their phone number, if you'd like to make a reservation, is 360-267-7006. And be sure to mention the phrase "out of this world" to get their special $50 a night promo rate. For those of you in Finland, I'll be speaking at a spiritual conference on the future of humanity in Helsinki, Finland, on May 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th with some of the world's most famous scientists and spiritualists, including Professor Jerry Pollock of the University of Washington, who's considered one of the world's most famous water scientists, Professor Irvin Laszlo, one of the world's most famous philosophers, scientists, as well as shamans from the Hopi tribe in Arizona, Russia, and Africa, and Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project in Tokyo. For more information or tickets, please email me to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is only €60 per day, or about $65 per day for registration. On June 8th, Michiko Hayashi will also be giving a water presentation and dedication of a memorial to Dr. Masaru Emoto, who visited some beautiful artesian springs in downtown Olympia, Washington, at 5 p.m. The event's free, and I hope you can come. Then from June 10th through the 13th, I'll be having my second annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, off of exit 114 on Interstate 5. The first day is free. You'll be able to get free psychic readings and free spiritual healings on June 10th. During a similar event last year, a lady who came to my event last year and came there, and she'd been legally blind for decades. Her eyesight was restored. I'm not making this up. And if you want information, I can send it to you. Another woman who came to that healing event a year ago, which was free for the first day, was able to get her legs moving again. She was crippled for the last 30 years. And after that, she was able to get her legs restored again to walk. So if you are interested, the first day is free. It's located about an hour south of Seattle. The second 2 days are $197, which you'll be able to hear some really incredibly interesting people, including Scott Lemriel of the Say Race Agenda, who's had face-to-face contact with benevolent humans from the Galactic Alliance. Professor Jerry Pollock will also be giving a keynote speech there on Saturday morning, beginning at 9 a.m. On June 11th. June 13th will be a very special day as well, because I'm flying in people from the Emoto Peace Project and Emoto Office in Tokyo, Japan, to demonstrate their Hado machines. Hado machines are vibrational machines which go into your not only current physical and spiritual condition, but also past life to determine the spiritual causes for whatever problem you may have now. And then they program water at a certain vibrational rate to help you. It's a fascinating machine, and you'll be able to see that there. Finally, from August 12th to the 18th, I'll be one of the keynote speakers at the 41st International Institute of Integral Human Sciences Annual Conference in Montreal. It's a wonderful week-long conference that I urge everyone to attend. If you'd like more information, the website, or to register, the webpage is www.iiihs.org, or you can call them directly in Montreal at area code 514-937-8359. Finally, at the end of August, August 19th, 20th, 21st, I'll be a keynote speaker at a worldwide spiritual conference in the Dominican Republic. They will be having some of the world's most amazing and profound people at the conference, and their expected attendance is approximately 2,000 people. You want to register early for this wonderful conference before they sell out on their tickets. Their program website is www.paxluxmarryundi.com. Pax Lux Monday, which means peace, light, and love for the conference. At the end of August, August 25th, I'll also be taking a group of up to 20 people to see the John of God in Brazil. For those of you who don't know John of God, he's a famous medium who's able to contact many spiritual healers on the other side, and he just does amazing work. His clinic, actually, I'm told, is located on a crystal bed that's 2 miles deep, and this provides very, very powerful spiritual help for people wanting to help cure almost any physical illness. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm limiting it to 20 people, if you'd like more information for more events, please see my website at outofthisworld1150.com. Finally, on October 29th and 30th, 2016, I will be co-hosting, sponsoring a UFO conference and psychic conference outside of Tokyo. But more information will be available on our website. If you'd like, also to after the show, you can listen to us online at outofthisworld1150 and clicking on to one of our guests. And let's go on to our first guest, Kristen. Kristen, hi. How are you doing today?
Hey. Wow, you have so many incredible things coming up. Well, truly exciting.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so wonderful to be back on the show, Ted. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad to have you here. And it's very special because next week is World Water Day. And
yes.
I meditated and your name came to me. I said, I've got to have Kristen on. And I'm so glad you could come on today.
I am so glad too. It's a very special time for all of us to tune into water healing and the frequencies of water and all of the beautiful ocean beings, which we so often forget as we're living our lives on land, right? So this is a very important week. And March 22nd was also the original Earth Day.
Oh, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible? Well, for those of my listeners around the world who don't know Kristen, I want to say some good things about you.
Okay.
in my humble opinion, I think you're one of the world's most beautiful singers. And I say that not only because of your beautiful voice, because your heart is in such a good place, because you've devoted your life to making this planet a much better and happier place. And personally, I first met Kristen about a year ago at the wonderful Symphony for Peace Prayers at Mount Fuji last year. In May 2015, where you were one of the singers at that wonderful event. And the amazing thing, you know, in our mainstream media, I have a lot of complaints about it because they don't really report much. But at that event, Symphony of Peace Prayers, as I understand it, Kristen, there was you and other wonderful performers singing at that event. And at the same time, there was a similar event in Copenhagen, Denmark, at a beautiful castle there. And they were doing it about the same time during the same weekend. So they would cover the earth with love and beauty and light to raise consciousness to make this planet a better place. And you were just amazing. For those who are not familiar with Kristen, she started her musical career at the age of 4. And she's done some fantastic record labels and song placements on hit TV shows like Dawson's Creek, The Young and the Restless. Some of my friends jokingly call The Young and the Restless The Young and the Worthless, but I don't want to say that. Sorry, I couldn't help.
It's all good. I can't say that I personally watch it, but it was a good show to have music on for sure.
Right. I'm glad we can laugh about that because my friends used to call it The Young and the Worthless. But anyway, I even watched it back. I remember back in the 90s, every once in a while, I had nothing to do.
Back in the days, right?
Yeah, before the internet and everything else.
Yes.
But the other thing too is that you've studied with sound healing pioneer Fabian Mammen.
Yes.
And the amazing thing, Kristen, is that you're more than a singer. You've made music to accompany acupuncture sessions, and also composed 170 songs for health challenged children, as a writer producer for a nonprofit organization called Songs of Love.
Yes.
And importantly, you've been a spokesperson for ocean conservation. You performed your beautiful song for the ocean and environmental awareness conventions around the world. In 2011, you became the singer for Bella Gaia, a multimedia immersive theater experience created in conjunction with NASA. And your most recent works include a self-produced album called The Human Compass in 2012 and a symphonic collaboration with the composer Marco Masanato. I hope that's pronounced correct.
Misanato.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
That was close.
Thank you for helping me. Called Unfolding Secrets, a Symphony of Heart. And so today's show is to help celebrate World Water Day. And also, you, which is on March 22nd, also want to give you a warm welcome to Kristen. Thank you so much for coming on today, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Well, you're doing such wonderful work. You know, the ocean, the message that as a psychic that I get continually from my friends on the other side and also from my galactic friends is that we are co-creating this planet. And since we are co-creators, we're all little gods and goddesses in a way. We all have the spark of the supreme being within us. Mm-hmm. We have a choice. And if we choose wisely, we can make this planet a far better and much happier place, including cleaning up the oceans. And as Dr. Emoto used, Masaru Emoto, you always used to say, and I've learned this from our dear friend Michiko Hayashi, our bodies are about 70% water, and so is the planet. So planet Earth. So we're a reflection of what's going on the planet.
Yes, it's so true. And I feel more and more in my life, it's the little things that we do on a daily basis in our personal lives, the little ways that we center ourselves, that we tune into the earth, that we tune into the ocean, that we find to spread love and light in our life. Mm-hmm. On a daily basis, it's those little things that make a difference. So many times we get we get overwhelmed by these huge messages that we constantly hear on the internet and see in the news of the world falling apart and whatnot. Right. You know, it's like every time I go to my email, there's at least 20 new messages about the doom and gloom of what's going on planet Earth. And while I think those are, it's important to have a realistic look at some of the things going on, those things can also become so overwhelming that we become paralyzed in a way.
Right.
And I just keep coming back, you know, when I get overwhelmed myself, I try to zoom out and I say, you know what? You can't take care of everything all at once. As a collective, we will take care of everything. But what I can do in my own life is to just really tune back into love, tune back into light. Think of the ways, you know, through music, which is my personal vehicle for sharing love and light. Mm-hmm. Think of the ways that I can put messages of healing into the world.
Right.
And then you just start, right? So it's just a matter of starting the little things today. Mm-hmm. And so that would be one of my first messages around this topic is just, just start with the little things now. And as a collective, we will begin to truly heal the planet. And we are.
One of the messages, I was at James Gillian's UFO Ranch, I think it was in July of last year, Kristen. And it's a fascinating place. And it's real close. There's two energy vortexes here on the West Coast. One's at Mount Shasta and the other one's at Mount Adams. And James's ranch, of course, is just below, it's just south of Mount Adams. Mm-hmm. And the fascinating thing, I think at his ranch, the veils are very, very thin. So you're close to these higher vibrations. And so it's much easier sometimes for the galactics and other higher dimensional spirits to come in and give messages. And one of the messages that I got then was that first off, we are co-creators with the Supreme Being to make this planet a better place.
Yes.
And so we must choose carefully our thoughts and our intentions in making this planet a better place. And I can't think of anyone better than you, Kristen, in your work to raise the vibration and raise consciousness through the beauty of music.
I think music is such a powerful vehicle or a vessel, you could say, to carry these vibrations. Mm-hmm. And I mean, music really is the language that we all speak, no
Absolutely.
Matter whether we understand the words we're saying, we can understand the melodies and the frequencies. And when we're infused with high vibration, healing frequencies, we change and we begin to change our actions and the environment around us. And then as collectives of people do that, we really start to see an overall raising of frequency. So I think music is really one of the most powerful healing tools that we know in this realm, you know, and I'm just grateful every day to wake up and be a creator and a sharer of music. It's really, it feels like a beautiful calling at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I have to tell you, you know, there's assaults against the planet. There's Fukushima.
Yes.
And you know but there is help on the way. That I know back in 2014, I mentioned this before in my program, that there was a huge plume of radioactive water coming from Fukushima, headed for the West Coast, Bullseye, Seattle, and Vancouver, Canada. Mm-hmm. And in the spring of 2014, the Galactic stepped in and cleaned it all up, most of it up. So, and today, Fukushima is still a problem. There's still radiation coming from Fukushima into the Sea of Japan, the Pacific. But by all rights now, if they hadn't stepped in, Kristen, I think we'd be all dead by now, frankly.
Yeah.
Much of us would. But they want, in my conversations with them last summer and this year as well, they said that they stepped in to clean it up so that we wouldn't commit suicide, basically, because that's what would have happened to the U.S. West Coast and much of the world. And the second part is that they want us to be able to take some responsibility in sending out the prayers and love and light to Fukushima and to the Sea of Japan and the people of Japan and the world to clean up Fukushima, because we're powerful spiritual beings and we have that capability to clean it up. So I know what you mean about the media, because all they do is talk about doom and gloom. There was one radio show here, I think it's Coast to Coast, last month. They had a speaker on, a guest there on. And all this speaker could say was, well, Fukushima's still a problem. I don't see any way we can clean it up, and it's all doom and gloom. We're all going to die. And I said, no, that's not acceptable.
Sorry. Well, I think so many times we don't realize or accept our own healing capacity and mm-hmm. power. Mm-hmm. And we forget how much our intention and how much our energy and prayers and directional intention really, really can heal, you know, places, people, ourselves, you know, we totally forget about that powerful space within ourselves, or it's not even within ourselves. We are part of it, I think. Right.
And, absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And it's about remembering. Really, it's like it's there, and we just have to remember.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so thank you, Ted, for reminding us. And these conversations that you're having, I think, serve really, you know, what the Galactic Alliance is saying is we have to remember what we're capable of. Right.
Exactly.
And you know, if others just help us all the time, they don't actually teach us how to become fuller beings, right?
And we'll repeat the mistakes. It's like children, you know.
Yes.
They don't want us to commit suicide. On the other hand, they're going to help us clean up our mistakes, but not completely, because they want us to take responsibility for it. And one of the things I want to mention to you is that about a month ago, the U.S. Navy killed about 330 beautiful whales, thousands of dolphins, off the southern coast of Chile. They have a new sonar program that they're testing. And these crazy people, and I have to say they're crazy because they don't act with any logic, they're testing the sonar program for so-called national security. And a lot of whales are getting killed as a result. Now, they're under a court order from a federal court judge in Hawaii to stop this, but they don't care. They're doing it anyway. And I found out about it through news reports, not in our media, but on Chilean media. Here was about a month ago. So the whales contacted me telepathically and wanted me to raise this issue. So I wanted to mention that. And then, of course, we've got lingering effects, I think, from the Gulf of Mexico oil spill that happened way back 2010, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a lot of environmental threats faced by the ocean.
Yes, definitely. And I think the sonar is such an issue going on right now. And if, you know, a wonderful book to read is Patricia Corey's The Emissary, which came out about a year and a half ago. And it's kind of half fiction, half nonfiction, you could say, or I would say probably way more nonfiction. But she really dives into the effect of sonar on whales and dolphins and a lot that's going on behind the scenes and whatnot. And it's just an incredible book and an incredible wake-up call.
It is. I've read the book. She's a wonderful and fantastic author. I've been in email contact with her, and I know she's busy, so she will be coming on my show here soon, hopefully. And then both of you will be interviewed as part of my new television series here very soon.
That's going to be very exciting.
Within 2 weeks. I'm having a pre-production meeting on the 22nd, and then I don't have my calendar with me, but I think it's the 29th. But we'll talk off air later, and
we'll figure it all out.
We'll figure it all out. Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things that you write in your description for Song of the Ocean is to get a minimum of 1 million people joining you in singing this song. And and then you write some very beautiful words. You said, "As we sing, let's hold the vision of a healthy planet and make a commitment to the Earth and all of its creatures to be a part of positive change in whatever ways we can." You can sing this song on your own, in a group, in a chorus, in any way you can imagine. This is so beautiful. And the other thing, too, is that you've also written that we are all connected by the ocean, and our everyday actions affect the world in which we live and all the creatures sharing our planet. You write that you wrote the song for the ocean so that through singing and watching, we can raise our awareness and get involved in creating a positive environmental change. And I just wanted to thank you so much. Your website for the beautiful song is www.songfortheocean.com.
Yes. And on the site, you can download Song for the Ocean for free. You can watch tutorials of how to play the song on guitar. You can see some different translations in different languages. You can also download a backing track. So if you want to use just a backing track and do kind of Song for the Ocean karaoke, you can do that. And the whole site is for free, and it's just to inspire people around the world to sing for the ocean. And it's been so amazing because the song has been sung all over the world, from Japan to Australia to Taiwan to the United States to British Columbia and Mexico. I mean, you name it. There have been so many wonderful groups of students and adults singing Song for the Ocean. And I'm super excited to announce that the next big Song for the Ocean sing is going to be at Sydney Opera House this August.
Wonderful.
And 700 children from all over Australia are going to be coming together and performing the new symphonic version of Song for the Ocean.
Oh, and isn't that beautiful?
Yes. And there's a symphonic version now, choral versions, a braille version. It's really growing. It has become much larger than myself. I started the first little seed. I planted the first seed, and it's just been so beautiful to see how so many different people and groups have taken it under their wing and really developed it and watered, no pun intended, but watered the seed. And it's just truly been a beautiful project, and it just keeps on growing. And I'm so grateful. Do you want to play the song? Do you feel like sharing the song?
I would love to share the song. I want to check with my wonderful sound engineer. He's a thumbs up. Let's play it now. It's about 5 minutes, and then we'll come right back on the air.
Okay.
We
Oh, Kristen, that was such a beautiful song. You are so talented. And what I like about you is not only do we have a beautiful voice and you produce beautiful music, but your heart is in it. Spiritually, I can tell when you sing and when I talk to you now, you really want to make this planet a better place. And for that, I think people can really resonate with that.
Thank you, Ted. Well, that's definitely my main goal. It's not, it's definitely not for the energy to focus on me. It's about using music as this vehicle to send the love that I have and the light through that portal. And hopefully as people listen, they can remember their own love and light within themselves. So I'm so grateful and happy that you resonate and that you're feeling that. And I hope that anyone who's listening to the music I'm putting out is just feeling infused with their own beautiful love and light as well.
Well, I have to tell you that this entire studio now has lit up in this beautiful, bright, white light, angelic light after when this song was playing. It's nice. It's very,
that is good to know.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice. Well, I've got some more special things to play today. And one of them, I hope you don't mind, but this is a song that was commissioned by Dr. Masaru Emoto some years ago with some beautiful healing words, too. And he used to play it for Fukushima. And it's called The Water Song. And there's also a prayer that goes along with it, too. And if you don't mind, I'd love to repeat the...
I love it. It's so beautiful. When I was playing at the Emoto Peace Concert this summer, they performed this song, and it was so deep and spiritual and beautiful, and I really felt the healing of it. So I'm so happy that you're sharing it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, if it's okay, I'll check with my sound engineer. Okay, he said we're ready to go. Thank you so much, Eric. Okay, let's play this. This is a beautiful song commissioned by Dr. Emoto some years ago. And when you listen to it, please send love and light to Fukushima. And there's a little special prayer we'll say after the song, too. So thank you so much. Wasn't that beautiful?
That was beautiful.
So beautiful. That was the Japanese and English version. We'll be at the end of the program, we'll be playing the parts of the English version as well, so people understand it a little bit better. But anyway, that was such a beautiful song. And you know, the premise of that is that all we need is love, and all we need is thank you. And some of the most beautiful water crystals produced by Dr. Emoto in his water research were the crystals produced by love and gratitude. He found that, I mean, there was anytime you said anything, you sent positive thoughts or you wrote positive words on a glass of water or a bottle of water, on the molecular level, Dr. Emoto found that the water on the electron level would change these beautiful water crystal patterns. And what's amazing is that there's a really nice prayer that he would say, and the prayer would go something like this. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we love you, and water, we thank you. And he found that if you did that three times and sent your thoughts to Fukushima, that the radiation would actually be cleaned up. It's scientific. He was able to prove that. The other thing that he did too is he took a bottle of radioactive water from Fukushima in 2013, and he wrote the words love and gratitude and on the bottle itself, and placed a water crystal of love and gratitude right on the bottle. And Kristen, you know what happened within 24 hours?
Tell me.
The radiation was completely gone.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, I say this to all the doom and gloomers out there in the world, and I know there are some out there. If that's so simple, why doesn't someone simply write the words love and gratitude and put pictures of crystal, these beautiful water crystals, on the nuclear reactors at Fukushima? In theory, they should be cleaned up within 24 hours. Mm. And accompany that with our prayers and our thoughts, because we are powerful spiritual beings. There's no reason to have that radiation going into the Pacific. There's no reason for us not to clean it up. And you know, when you think about it, Kristen, it's this powerful change and the ability for us to do good and clean up Fukushima is not coming from any government or corporation. Mm-hmm. From the top down, it's coming from us and the bottom up. Because mm-hmm. we're the ones who have the power to clean up the radiation. So with what I'd like to do, if it's all right, Kristen, is to say this water prayer, and for everyone to visualize love and light going to Fukushima. And it goes something like this. If you could repeat after me, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Again, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And again, one last time, water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And I say this in lots of radio programs, and I'll say it again today, that I think the Emoto Peace Project and Michiko Hayashi is doing such a wonderful job. And if you'd like more information or to support their project, their website is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And they're wonderful people. Mm-hmm. They all work so hard to make a difference in the world, to help clean up Fukushima. And I know that yes. with their help, this planet will become a much better and happier place.
Yes. They're doing such a wonderful job. Actually, the whole time I've been on your show today, I've been holding this beautiful little love and gratitude water crystal pendant that Dr. Nimoto, who's one of the scientists there, gave me when I first met him to help in my work with water and whatnot. Wow. And I just saw it and I thought, this is perfect. I'm going to hold this while I'm on your show.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, how
so
beautiful.
It's been my own little meditation. And they are such wonderful people doing such wonderful work.
I have a similar pendant, a love and gratitude pendant, silver pendant.
Oh,
and it's
beautiful.
And it's on a string around my heart. I always wear it around my heart.
Beautiful.
I always wear it around my heart.
That's a good place to wear it.
That's a good spot to wear it. Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Now you're very talented, Kristen, and there's another song too that you did called Unfolding Secrets music video.
Yes.
And I've got that ready to play. And it's all about, you've written that it's all about nature and higher heart connections.
Yes, this actually, it was in collaboration with an incredible composer named Marco Misonato, as you said before. Mm-hmm. And he created this beautiful symphony of the heart. It's called Unfolding Secrets, a symphony of the heart. Oh. And he contacted me and said, let me know if this music resonates with you and if you want to feel and record vocals over the symphony. And the minute I heard even 30 seconds of this song that we're going to hear, I knew that I was supposed to be involved in this project. And we've just had so many beautiful sharings already and concerts and whatnot. And I just thought this would be such a great song to share on your show. It really, the whole message of this whole symphony and this song is about opening our hearts to better fill ourselves with love and light and healing vibrations, and to really let those energies into the world. So enjoy.
I think songs are very important. Music is very important. And our thoughts are very important as well.
Yes.
Because our thoughts do create reality, and we can make a big, huge difference in how the world goes. And my wonderful sound engineer, Eric, just gave me the okay sign. So let's play Unfolding Secrets music now, Kristen.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, now we're back on. Kristen, thank you so much for producing such a beautiful song. You know, you have such wonderful energy, and I know you're really, really helping the planet out.
Oh, thank you. It's an honor to continue my mission with music.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, what I'd like to do is for you to wrap up your, to say whatever you like for the next 30 to 60 seconds, and then play the rest of that beautiful water song that from Dr. Moto's office for the rest of the hour.
Okay. Well, I just would like to end with an intention for the water, the healing within each one of us. We are all water beings, and also the water on our planet. Let's just focus into ourselves and fill ourselves with love and light and peace. And then let's imagine this beautiful white light, or whatever color you're feeling. Maybe it's a blue light because you're thinking of water. Let's just imagine this beautiful light then extending out of our being and filling and covering the whole planet, protecting the waters of the planet.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me. If anyone is interested in my music, you can go to kristinhoffman.com, KristinHoffmann.com. So there's basically two of anything in question.
Okay.
Two I's in Kristen, two F's and two N's in Hoffman.
Wonderful.
And also songfortheocean.com, as you mentioned before, for Song for the Ocean.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Kristen, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll be finishing this hour with some more beautiful water music from Dr. Emoto's office. And then next hour will be Lynn Williams, a wonderful spiritual healer, who'll be talking about removing ailing implants. Please stay tuned. Thank you, Kristen, for coming on today, my friend.
Thank you, Ted.
Have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Everybody be well.
Sing.